Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, young savvy, man, huh, savvy, yeah, I'm in this motherfucker with my motherfucking queen,
nigga, you know that.
Yeah, bomb, like
Good player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they ain't hot. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they ain't hot. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they ain't not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they ain't not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swaggin'.
Swag,
swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping,
swag,
swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm maggin'.
Swag,
swag for no reason, swag for attraction,
swag,
swag every season, swag with a passion,
swag,
swag up, swag out, swag when I'm stacking,
swag,
swag on you haters, swag with the players,
swag,
swag on you hoes. Swag for the paper.
Swag.
Swagger, 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 jacker. You can't jack this swagging.
Swag.
Swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax.
Swag.
Swag so super. Swag too stupid.
Swag.
Swag so on that I just can't lose it.
Swag.
Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Let you sleep, I should fuck you with the burner. Her kids looking at me like Miss Bomb, please don't hurt her. I kick a kid ass, Bernie Mac my past. Rest in peace, my bro, man, that shit hurts, so I am a cutso, I'll fill the metro, LASBR9PA reject, from now on that's how you drive, I got my respect, from now on that's how you drive, I got my respect, hell no, I ain't glad, my nigga said it's good, so all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
I ain't glad my nigga said it's good so all them bad bitches have to get about his hood. Swag up player and you know we don't stop niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up player and you know we don't stop niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Swagged up, turned up, any track I touch get burnt up. Fuck with me, you get smirked up. I'm killing hoes, they tagged up. You starving, nigga, get your weight up. My swag is shining, Mark Jacob. They hating on me, they flaking on me, but I'm eating anyway, such a plate up on me. Niggas can't be me, bitches can't see me. I'm super fly, South Central, straight breezy. Niggas take it easy, you hate it, straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You niggas straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check my swag from head to toe. Check my boys got crazy flow. Check my stats, they're better than yours. Check my thick thighs, thick, thick, thick. Check my thick thighs. Yeah, 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 yeah. Check my thick thighs. Yeah, yeah.
Thick, 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 thick to the motherfucker.
No, I'm on. Hey, what it is? It's your girl, L.A. Drina. Happy Friday for all the listeners out there listening in. I'm broadcasting live from Lancaster, California. You already know what it is. I want to give a special shout-out to the Roseman Road Runners out there doing their thing. You know, that's how they getting down. They're out there about to have a game today. And I also want to give a shout-out to Kenji Blackwell. You know, he's the coach of the Roseman Roadrunners out there doing his thing with the kids, you know. So if y'all out there in Roseman, go ahead and support them and the Little League, and support the Little League everywhere all over, you know, the United States. You know, that's what it is. Also, you know, I just wanted to just be in my good spirit like I've been all week. You know, I started the week off great, you know, and I'm just thankful for it. I'm just thankful that I had a wonderful week from day one, you know. And so I really I just want to thank everybody out there who helped my week go by so smoothly. Everybody that supported me this week and helped me out with a lot of stuff, all the people who I got a chance to collab with and everything. It was great, you know. So definitely I want to hit y'all off, you know, with some more music. Shout out to my girl Bomb Bomb, my boy Savvy Mike with that joint that y'all heard, you know, on the show so far. And I'm about to hit y'all with a lot of female MCs music today. Everybody know this is the Coast to Coast CMC Movement on the Friday show. If you're new to this show, I just want to let y'all know, you know, this is what we do on the Friday show. We pay homage to all the females in hip-hop that's out there doing it and doing it well. You know, they don't have a platform all over the country just yet, you know, but we trying to bring the females back into action with a bomb situation in America and mainstream, coast to coast with it, you know. So I'm about to let y'all hear some music right here. Starting off, I'm about to hit y'all with some Fia L'Amour, you know, right here on Bang Out Radio. I want to also, you know, give a shout-out to all my female MCs. I want to give a shout-out to Black Molly. You know, she's doing her thing this weekend in Palmdale. I want to give a shout-out to the one and only YVE. I want to give a shout-out to Coke Bugatti, Treasure, doing it way big. My girl, Miss Toy, you know, she just came back from Texas, had a bomb show out there. That's what it is, you know. I just want to give a shout-out to all my female MCs all over. But let me hit y'all with this Go-Go Gadget, Fia L'Amour. Let go.
Like camera acting, 808 flapping up in the
That was Fia Lamore. Shout out to Fia Lamore repping that Bay Life. What it do? We got caller 9981. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good with it, Gina?
What's up with it? What's going on?
Nothing, just chilling. Just chilling, girl. Getting ready for the award show out here out in Vegas. Of course, it's a 3-day weekend, you know. So, gonna check out that tonight, of course.
That's right, that's right. What's the name of the award show?
It's the VMA's Awards out here in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah,
y'all doing it like that in Vegas?
Huh?
Oh. Okay, so it's going to be going on the whole weekend, or it's going to be tonight, or they all partying
it's,
all weekend?
Actually, it's the whole weekend, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today is $10 to get in, then tomorrow is $25, and then the actual award show is $25 also to get in. So they have a lot of expo, a lot of people that's going to be networking from different parts of the world, though.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. That's what's up.
So, yeah, well, that's enjoy. What it is, of course. Because I actually just found out about it because I heard about it. But this guy, his name is Frederick, of course. He told me about it on Facebook because he's nominated, of course. For some awards for indie artists and stuff. So they really recognize an indie artist or whatnot. So.
Okay, that's what's up with it. That's cool, you know. I mean, there should be avenues like that out here, you know, that recognize that indie artist, you know. And
And there's also a place for people to go network and stuff because you never know who's going to be there. They also said something about Max 10 actually being there tomorrow also.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting,
good.
Too.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm going to try to see what's up with it. I wish I could come out there. I wish I could be out there this weekend. Dang.
Oh, yeah, that's your alley, too.
About that.
I mean, yeah, you go there for 2 days and stuff, so that would be right up your alley.
Yeah, well, we'll see what's up with it. We'll see who's trying to be spontaneous this weekend and get it popping like that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, I know. So what you got going on if you don't come to Vegas this way?
Well, you know, I'm about to start it off by getting crunk with Black Molly tonight. And then, you know, from there, I don't know, it's supposed to be some club event that we're supposed to go to in Hollywood this weekend.
Okay.
And so, yeah, trying to, you know,
never
just support all the artists and stuff, trying to support all the artists and everything, you know. Out here, you know, and just try to get it popping, you know, pretty much.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
yeah,
but party like a rock star for me, you know, if I can't get out that way, most definitely. And,
yeah,
because
when I heard about it, I was like 3 days, I'm like, okay, it's like today is just to get your feet wet, of course, $10 to get in, and then you got the Saturday and Sunday really going to kick it off, you know, so, yeah.
It's actually going to be at the Mirage here in Vegas. Oh, at the Mirage? Oh, wow. See, if I would have had prior notice, I could have been out there. We could have been out there turning it up, you know?
Yeah, and I was like, man. Because I'm like, it's this weekend? It was like, yeah, it's this weekend. I'm like, okay. So,
yeah. Man, I feel bad. Cool. I'm not going to be there. And then it's another event I'm supposed to go to in Oakland coming up this on like the 3rd of September with Young Money, you know. Young Money going to be in the building. My friend, she having a birthday party.
I think that's actually with Kenzie, right?
No, with my friend, Miss Peyton, she's supposed to be in the building. You know, she's going to have something going on with Heidi. She she having something out there in Oakland. She gonna have an indie artist event, but then she gonna have like Cash Money in the building. I know Young Money is coming out this weekend too. I mean, they supposed to be out here in L.A. on the 23rd. My other friend, he's getting signed to Young Money, so they doing his little single release party or whatever in L.A. So I guess Young Money and Cash Money, whatever, they in the building. They in Cali. They in Cali all for like the next day.
Yeah, cause I know it's another one that they took to the S too. That's in Oakland too, and also LA. I don't know if it's the same event or not.
Is it on the fourth or the third? It might be the same event.
I think it is around that time. I think it's the same event that we're talking about.
Her birthday or whatever. So I'm gonna go to that for sure, but you know. I'm going to try to do my thing up there with that.
Right. Well, yeah. So, you know, I have to call and show you some love, girl. You doing your thing, baby.
Oh, yeah. You know, enjoy your weekend, definitely. We're trying to get some of these indie artists, you know what I'm saying, that's supposed to be calling in the show today for this package and everything, you know. We're supposed to be getting the indie artists together, you know what I'm saying? That wanna, you know, get a spot up in the new magazine Flavor, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Fresh Flavor. So
it's called Fresh Flavor Magazine. The reason for the name is because you got all different styles, all different sounds. I mean, ain't nobody gonna be the same in this magazine. Everybody has their own different flavor, you know? So
that's
what it is.
For sure. So we're trying to introduce all that today.
And actually, the magazine is going to be online and printed, of course. Of course, we're going to target cities like New York, Atlanta, Dallas, of course. Of course, Vegas and Cali. And a couple overseas, especially Australia. You know, we sent a couple copies over there. You never know who's going to pick up the magazine, you dig? So that's the main focus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody already know L.A. Gina going to be in the building. Of course, Fresh Flavor, bringing her flavor to the magazine today. Star Mob, you know, I see you.
Yeah, we trying to get it in, you know. So we trying to launch something, you know, so we can get all these indie artists, you know, to call into the show. You know, if they trying to get featured in this magazine, you know, call into the show, support the show, have your listeners call in the show, you know, send us some bios out there, y'all. If y'all listening in right now, send us some bios to the show and, you know, everything that you would need to for us to have the information in order to put you on like that. You know, that's what it is, you know. And,
yeah.
Give us a call, you know what I'm saying? We right here, Bing Out Radio, 661-621-7559. So holla at your girls. I want to give a shout out to Marley B, too. Marley B, she ain't been feeling so well these last couple of days. And I just want to tell her that we're thinking about her and we love you. So, and shout out to Chalk Swag, too, who's listening into the show. As you know what I'm saying, we can't stop him from talking. I thought I told you that he won't stop. I love you, Chalk Swag. You're about to curse me out on Facebook. But it's all good, you know. We're trying to get it in like that today on Bang Out Radio. Bang Out Radio. You know,
nobody can't do it like Gina.
Yeah, so I want you to have a good time with the show, though, mamas. And we definitely about to get it in.
Yep, and you know it, baby. Bang Out Radio on the mouth. L.A. Gina.
Love you. Have a great weekend. Shout out to K-Wise, too. I know he's listening to the show right now. And shout out to Black Molly. I see y'all out there. Shout out to my girl, Misty Blue, out there listening in Compton, California, L.A. in the building. Y'all already know what it is, Bang Out Radio. We about to hit y'all with some hot fire music. And then don't you go nowhere, caller. We about to hit y'all with a bomb song right here, Bang Out Radio. This is how we doing it today. I'm about to make sure I get everybody in.
And we going to do it like that. You know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio. So let me hit y'all with some Rosé. Y'all ready to hear some Nia Rosé? She repping that Vegas. And since we out there, since Topaz and them is out there in Vegas, we're about to hit y'all with a 702 artist right here. Walk Like a Model, Nia Rosé, Bang Out Radio.
Walking like a model.
already know what it is. I see we got callers calling in. You know what? We hitting y'all back and forth with some music, but I want to give y'all the topic of discussion for today. The topic of discussion is, how do you feel about the industry at this point? You know, now that Nicki Minaj has had her run, you know what I'm saying, in the industry right so far, how do y'all feel about the industry? Do y'all feel like it's an equal platform now that the ladies is being noticed more? Do y'all feel like we get more exposure out there? I want to hear what y'all got to say. Also, Rep Your Squad, ladies, if you out there listening in, call in, you know, and spit a hot 16 for us. Let us know what it is. And also, if you a fella out there, let's hear who your favorite female MC is that's out there in the game. If you want to press 1 and go live, go ahead and press that 1. You know what I'm saying? We going live right here on Bang Out Radio. Let us know who your favorite female MC is right here on Bang Out Radio. And if you guys really, you know, want to know who my favorite female MC is, like one that's in the mainstream, I'm going to let y'all know I love the Brat, because the Brat, she spits flames. She spits flames, and I know that's not a popular choice, but I'm rolling with the Brat. My next up contender is Lauryn Hill. I love her because she's very articulately well-rounded, and I got a couple of them. I would also say, let's see. I like Trina, too. I like her a lot. But, yeah, I'm going to roll with the Brat, though. She's the number one stunner for the mainstream female artist. Okay, we got caller 7335. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
I'm just chilling at the house. My little top two had to be Missy Elliott and Lauryn Hill. I'm going to go ahead and have to roll with them two female artists.
Yeah, I agree with you so much because, you know, Missy Elliott, she did her thing for the lady MCs, you know. And she, I mean, it's like so many artists, you can't really say who the best, but I feel like, you know, the one that you mentioned, you know, Missy Elliott, Lauryn Hill,
yeah.
they at the top of the stack because they rep for the ladies, and not because they are so, you know, lady female oriented, but because of the fact that they're doing their thing out there. They're making sure, you know, they show us how to handle business. You know, Missy Elliott, I would say just because of the fact that, you know, she running her own show. You know, she never lived in the shadow of a man in her career. You know, she started off with men in her career, but once she learned the business aspects of her career, she let that roll. You know what I'm saying? And she learned how to make her money in the game. She showed us how to be entrepreneurs. You know, that's what I respect about Missy Elliott. But why do you think Lauryn Hill is up there with that?
Lauryn Hill, I just grew up listening to Lauryn Hill, you know, but my mom and stuff like that. Seemed like a real strong lady. So, you know, I have to roll with Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, I agree with you because Lauryn Hill, she showed us how to be mothers. She's showing us that it's okay to be a mother and it's okay to accept yourself in whatever way you are and be comfortable with that, you know. Only thing I like about Lauryn Hill is she ain't came back with no new album yet. That's all I'm mad about, but I'm glad she rocking the shows out there like she just did the Rock the Bells and all those other things that she's doing right now. So at least she might be changing her mind in the future, which is okay with me. I want Lauryn Hill to come back, though, and do it for the people, you know. That's what
that'd
I want
be a nice
Lauryn
look right there. That'd be a real nice look. If Lauryn,
yeah.
If she can go on and step her foot back in the game.
Yeah. So what do you think about artists like Remy Ma? What do you think about Remy Ma? Do you think Remy Ma can come back to the table and bring us something fresh?
Yeah, I think she sure can. I'm a fan of Remy Ma. She go hard. She go hard in the paint all day. So, along with Lauryn, that'd be a nice look too. Low key getting tired of seeing Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj. I need to see some other female names up there.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, I think that when Remy Ma gets back, she's giving us a run for our money. That's what I think. I think when Remy Ma comes back, she's about to tear it down. She already probably have a host of material that she's been working on, and she probably already know who she's going to take shots at. And one thing about her, I was looking at one of her recent interviews while she's been locked up, and she said something about the fact that when she takes a shot at you, she's not going to say no subliminal messages. She's going to say your name directly. So, I mean, all the females she's out there that's been, you know, dissing her and acting stupid with it or feeling herself a lot, hey, she said she's coming. So that's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what happens. You know? So I like the motto. So, Remy, if you're out there, please. Just don't hurt me, girl. No. No, seriously, though, you know, that's what it is. So, what is your whole perspective of female rappers as in general? I always ask the male MCs that come on the show, I always ask them, what is your perspective of a female rapper? How do you feel about them? Do you feel that they're equal to male rappers? How do you feel?
I feel like they're equal to male rappers, you know. You can't, you know what I mean, knock them for being a female. Everybody had their own opinion. Everybody got a story to tell. So I feel a female MC is, you know what I'm saying, just as capable of doing anything a male MC can do, you know, or even better. Shout out to the 702, too, because the song he just played was a cool little, was She Walk Like a Model or something like that. Cool little slapper,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's Nia Rose. She's doing it way big out there in the 702 with it. Yep.
Yeah.
Me and her have the exact same birthday. That's dope.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I want to give a shout out to my girl Miss Law, too, since we're talking about female MC indie artists. Miss Law, she's out there, you know, she's doing her thing out there in St. Louis, Missouri, and she's got this showcase that's coming up. If you guys are listening, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go check out that showcase that she's got popping. She's doing it for the ladies and the fellas. So, you know, she's one of the host, radio hosts out there, you know, making it happen, you know, for the indie artists. And she's connecting the indie artists with major radio play out there, you know. So I just want to give her props, you know, and do an artist exchange with her, you know, so I could send her some of our music that we have out here on the West Coast over there to the Midwest, you know, and make it happen like that, y'all. So we're going to check Ms. Law out pretty soon. I'm going to have her to come on the show so we can support her, and we can send some of y'all music out that way too so we can just spread it all over, you know.
Yeah, that's a real good look right there. I was wondering, you think you can play a song for me, L.A. Journey?
Yeah, what's that?
That Max Fit It.
Max Fit It. Let's see if we got that up there. Okay. Well, we got you, Max Fit It. Caller 1988, don't you go nowhere. This is Bang Out Radio.
Yo, it's your boy, Young Jerk.
Jerk.
Yeah, he made it.
Oh, my mama, I bees, Max Fit It. Bees, Max Fit It. Bees, Max Fit It. Oh, my mama, I bees, Max Fit It. Bees, Max Fit It. Bees, Max Fit It. Oh, my mama, I bees, Max Fit It. Bees, Max Fit It. Bees, Max Fit It. Bees, Max Fit It.
Yeah. them G squad. We spit it to the mid back.
Mid back, mid back. Just chick fall back. Swag on kill, and you hate us, can't top that.
Now you're on the track, so you know it's subbing. Twin up next, so we keeping it bumping.
Oh my mama, I bees max city, bees bees max city, bees bees max city.
City, city, city. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I be
city.
Game great, shoe game right, and you know I'm fully paid. Check my bank card, yeah, you know, official. Could show me heavy blow money like a whistle. Yeah, you know me, call me snapback queen. Most gang rep, yeah, that's my team. They call me twin, swag on 10. I mean, off charts, and I be whipping that Benz. Hey, this is bad, yeah, like villains. Fly like planes, and I'm feeling like millions. Feeling like millions, yeah, I'm feeling like money. You bitches looking dumb, and you niggas real bummy. Shut shit down, nah, I ain't playing. Fresh ass Benny with skinny ass pants. Dunks on kill, blunt in my hand. Niggas won't beef, yeah, the squad don't stand. Set my dunks on kill, blunt in my hand. Niggas won't beef, yeah, the squad don't stand. Twin.
Snapback bitch, I don't wear no fitted. Cargo shorts, no white like Christmas. Dumbass squat, white girl, I'm flipping. Long ass socks to hold my cash. No shirt flexing, just showing my ass. White people hate it, the bitches love it. Whole club dubbing, plug love, I'm thugging. Bitches ain't shit, and niggas ain't either. Couple fly bitches crammed in my two seater. Blowing on grams on the way to the tilt. Badass bitch, drink it up like milk. Stupid ass beat, and I'm also fresh. In the slap gang, nigga, till my death. Stupid ass beat, and I'm also fresh. Give a fuck about a bitch like my last name, F. Hey.
Roll them wheels, then put on the brakes. Suck your dicky out, stick your tongue out. Footwork like it's going out of style. Step up in the function, it's time to floss. DMG squad, we about to have a fit off. Rackets walk off, cause they know I'm a boss. I'm stunning on you chicks, no matter what's the cost. So I'm making it, keep jerking it. Move to my left, keep on flirting it.
If you with it though, what's the deal though? Now your boot face fitted by the minute, yo. Get money, girl, goon squad, full time. We shitting on you bitches and we got it going on. So it's only right that we get shit jerking. Everywhere we go, we be swag searching. And if you want, you can catch the wave. Cause GMG squad, we be fitted all day.
I mean, you already know what it is. L.A. Gina in the motherfucking building. We swagging it out like that. We stay fitted to the Mizak. Yeah. Check the watch, check the shoes, check the brains. Yeah, check the motherfucking chains.
Oh,
yeah.
My mama, I be
max
city,
you know what I'm saying? Now your boo, twin bomber. Then
niggas
I got my boy on the track.
Give a fuck about a bitch like my last name have. Hey.
Yeah, that was that Max City. You already know what it is. That was Naya Boo featuring Twin Bonner and my young man Jerk. You already know with a young Jerk, you know what I'm saying? That's how we're doing it right here. Bang Out Radio. If y'all have any songs that y'all would like to request, just call in, press that one. Let's go live. We getting it popping right here on Bang Out Radio. That's how we doing it. Shout out to my boy Young Jerk for requesting that. And we're going to definitely get y'all on the show. We like to support all the young artists, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio, that's how we doing it. 1988, what it is.
What's the deal, L.A. Jenner? You know who it is. Chalk Swag in the building. This is Black
what's
Force Gang.
What you up to? What's going down on Friday?
Oh, man, dude. I got, like, today... just basically just trying to finish the last little portions of my mixtape because I'm damn near done. And once I finish that, pretty much working on some more beats for my homie Hollywood. Shit, promoting for my homeboy Richie and T. I got a pretty full Friday right now, so you know, I'm making it all happen one step at a time.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. You know, well, me, you know, I'm over here chilling. You know, I'm doing the Little League thing this weekend. You know, right now I'm broadcasting. You know, right now, and I'm supporting the kids. You know, shout out to the Road Runners doing their thing. You know, and I'm supporting the kids today all day, and that's what's up with it. You know, we got all these artists calling in and everything. I want to, you know, understand what's going on. What do you feel about, you know, where we are today with the females in hip-hop? How do you feel about what's going on at this point? Do you feel like the path is clear for the new females to enter this arena, the mainstream arena now? I mean, it's been like 2 years. It's went by since Nicki Minaj. She's been reigning right now, and she's been doing her thing strong, and she's been getting us out there. And then we've been hearing a few other new female MCs out there doing their thing. How do you feel about that? Do you think that the female MCs, you know, do you think we got a little bit more leeway now out there?
Well, I'ma just keep it 100 like I always do, and I feel like it's a lot of female MC talent that's underrated and undermined. You know, I will give Nicki Minaj the credit for opening up a door that was already open, just people wasn't really walking through it. My whole thing with female MCs is that I would have to say that people are not giving them the just recognition that they deserve, because it's a lot of female MCs out here that just go ham, like, on the mic, like, all day. That's all they do is just go ham. But they looked at, you know, oh, you need to be on this jerking track, or you need to be on this such and such track. They're downplayed by their own crews and cliques, because their crews is putting them on stuff that's, like, mediocre and stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even on their level. Like, I don't know who that was I was having a conversation with, but a dude took one of my female MCs, like, she was working with a camp, and basically they wasn't fucking with her because she was too hard. She was harder than everybody else. They felt like she was too rough around the edges. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she's too rough. But, I mean, if she's spitting tighter than all you niggas and y'all got a whole camp, like, then obviously she needs to be the one putting your camp on instead of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, there's no disrespect. Huh?
I feel you on that, but if we can just rewind it back to what you said earlier, how do you feel that the door has always been open and that females haven't walked through it yet? Can you explain that one?
Well, it's been open because it never really closed. Like, nobody ever said, like, okay, females can't rap. I mean, MC Lyte, Queen Latifah, Roxanne Shanté, the list goes on. Like, these people opened up the door originally. It's never been closed. The problem is that the talent level has not been to substantial par. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have people that shine, like Missy Elliott or Eve, but they don't keep themselves in the spotlight. And I'm not saying Missy in particular, but it's other female MCs that have came and just faded off, because instead of keeping that hunger or that drive that, okay, I'm on right now, but I need to maintain this. You know what I'm saying? They let the fame and the glitz and glam get to them. Like, I know it's a lot of MCs that have went through a lot of stuff in their life and went through a whole lot of things. But the funny thing is, if you watch their behind the music, or, you know, you look at their track record, especially with the male MCs, no matter what they're going through, they still let their music speak for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't let everything else, let the side BS get to them, because they know they got a job to do. Point blank, period. Like, they putting in their work. And I think
so. Are you telling me that you think that a lot of these female MCs completely fell off out of the mainstream because they chose to do that? Are you? You don't think that throughout?
No, I'm saying they're not putting. I'm saying they're not putting their work.
Came out. You don't think that the market of female rappers have evolved past the baggy sweatshirts and the hats? It evolved from that to the sexy era in time, which a lot of female MCs are not able to maintain that all the time.
It's evolved, but the game is still the same. Like, it's evolved, but the game is still the same. It applies to male, too.
It applies to male.
Like, it don't just apply to the females. It apply to male rappers, too.
The female MCs, the blueprint of the female MC changed when Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown came in and changed the standard. Everybody tried to follow that same blueprint that they came with, and now everybody in the industry is expecting that same blueprint to come from female MCs.
But see, here's the thing. It's a new era
of female MCs that's coming up right now. So the whole genre that's going on now and the whole blueprint that they made for the female MC, the sexy Barbie-type, Caucasian-looking, overly sex, lyrical-type chick, that has to evolve back into something else or evolve into something else. You know what I'm saying?
But here's another thing to go with that, though. But here's the thing. The game itself, the whole rap game itself, has evolved many a time. And you either swim or you drown. Like, you either put work in to change the game. See, that's the whole thing. A lot of people try to go with the game.
Is that the reason why the West Coast is not in the mainstream right now? Is that the reason why? Is it because everybody drowning on the West, or is it just because the mainstream decided what's acceptable and what's demand and what's marketable in hip-hop? Plenty of hungry people that never stopped being hungry.
That's another thing you have to really look at the game though. Like,
if mainstream come with bubblegum rap as the only acceptable rap that they will allow to be on 106 in Park, that they will allow to be on music MTV, then artists like you, like myself, and like Kanye West, your favorite artist, and all these other lyrical MCs out here that's in the indie growl underground, they're not going to never have a platform, because what if there is only the ABCDFG rappers that's accepted? If they only want that, then that's all that's going to ever get played. And that's where you as an artist,
you have, like, all of these people that's mainstream artists now changed the game for them to be at a mainstream level. You got to understand, that's the thing I'm trying to get people to see, is, like, they set a tone, and then they keep changing themselves with the game. So they're not following the game, they are the game. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that change the game. If you make yourself, like, that's a rule, it's a rule to life. Like, you either a follower or a leader. And if you're a leader, you lead by example.
That's exactly why Lauryn Hill, if we go back to Lauryn Hill, like we were talking about her earlier, we go back to Lauryn Hill, that's exactly what she said. That's why she don't want to be in the game, because she don't want to change. She don't want to be a part of that bandwagon gimmick that everybody else is selling right now. So it's either you stay true to yourself or you conform to other people's standards. That's
exactly
what you're talking about.
But Lauryn Hill's still making music. So, you know, to me, it's like...
Lauryn Hill's not doing... You know,
she might not be doing mainstream. She might not be doing mainstream, but she's still making music. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's doing what she's staying true to herself. Like, people are going to mess with Lauryn Hill.
She's not rapping no more like how she was, and she's not signed to no major label because she don't want to be mainstream, because she don't want to conform to people's standards. A lot of artists aren't willing to conform was hot, because everything popular ain't always good for the goose. You feel me?
It's not, but at the same time, as an artist, and this is just what I feel as an artist. You don't have to conform to mainstream. You can change what mainstream is. See, a lot of people think because we go mainstream or you go pop or whatever, that this is what the standard is. But reality is, when hip-hop was born, there was no standards. And then the standards were being set as hip-hop progressed. And as hip-hop progresses now...
Yeah, there was not billions of dollars generated in hip-hop
And as hip-hop progresses now...
That white people took interest in. White people didn't start taking interest into hip-hop.
As hip-hop progresses now, you know, people forget that we still have control. They just see all of the glitz and glam and what's popular or what's popping. If you look at time over time, as time tells, even in all aspects of music, people change and things change in the industry. And it's not because this is what the mainstream thought it was. It's what people are the biggest decision on what is hot and what's not. Not just one person.
Well, let me tell you something like this. 90% of what people think, the ideas that they get now, is from what they see on TV and what they hear on the radio. Just like the Disney Channel, that's a perfect example. Disney Channel come with these little whack-ass songs on there over and over and over and over again. Your kid pick it up. That's the repetition. It's called repetition. That's how you boggle somebody's mind into convincing them that song is tight, and eventually you're going to buy it. You done heard the wackest songs out there, but they keep playing it over and over and over until you get the point. Then you're going to be singing along with the song in a few days, okay? That's what mainstream does. That's their job to do that. You know, so a lot of stuff that we listen to, it's because we hear it. It's not because
of like people blame media and mainstream, but we have to remember that we as individuals are people that support it. And I'm not saying as in me and you, because you know what I'm saying, or the people that don't like
to
support it.
I'm not saying personally,
but as a whole, like Michael said it best, like if things are supposed to change, we have to change them ourselves. And everything that has ever changed in America or in society was on people. It wasn't on one person that you know, said, okay, this is what we're going to do, and everybody just went with it. Like, if you look at everything in life is governed and made and done for the decision of people. It's not somebody sitting up saying, okay, well, this is hot, so everybody got to do this. No. People that like something, if you get enough people to like it, everybody else is going to like it. Even after a while, if you don't like it, you're going to agree on one thing that you kind of might like it, or whatever the case may be. It's always a census of people. See, that's where the game, like, that's where the game is tainted at, because people don't realize that y'all are the ones that make the standard. We don't. It's not a book that some cool group of people came up with that was like, okay, this is what it's going to be. No, it's the people that make the standard. So once people tap into their mind and really realize that, okay, I do matter, I do make a decision. Like, it goes for everything,
yeah, we
including the present.
It's the consumer, you're right.
It's the consumer. It's the consumer.
You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
Hey, yo, what's up? This is your boy, STL Graham. What's going on?
What's good with it?
Oh, not much. Just listening
going?
To the show. All right.
That's what's up. What you got going this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting ready to go to a birthday party for an artist out here named Ebony Eyes. I'm sure y'all probably heard of her before.
Ebony Eyes.
I remember Ebony Eyes.
Yeah. It's her birthday today,
that's
so happy birthday to her.
That's what's up. So, man, we getting it in, I guess, the whole entire weekend. What do you think about our topic of discussion?
I'm listening to what y'all talking about with mainstream, and y'all went all over the place with female artists, underground, indie, all that stuff. And, I mean, all I got to say is, like, mainstream, it just ain't the same as it used to be, like, especially with the outlets that we used to have, like Rap City and how 106 and Park used to be on BET, and it just ain't the same no more. It's more controlled now. Like, what you guys were talking about with the Disney Channel with repetition, that's kind of like what they're doing with the hip-hop music right now, like force-feeding us this stuff, making us like it. You know what I'm saying?
And like I said, it's the consumers. Like, it's us as a people. We don't sit up and say, okay, enough is enough until something else pops up, like, or something else is like, popular.
I mean, that's the thing. As long as we keep watching it, it's still going to be repetitive. That's the number one marketing strategy that people use on TV. That's what the big heads use on TV, is repetition. If you done seen this mayonnaise mixed with Jell-O 50,000 times on TV, eventually you're going to buy it. You know?
Okay, I got to stop you there. Mayonnaise and Jell-O, that's just not a
People do it all the time.
I was eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't even want it no more. Thank you.
I mean, stuff that you thought that would have never made sense 15 years ago, people are doing today. Like, who would ever thought that men would be having purses, which they call a satchel or a man bag? Who would ever thought that men would have started carrying those?
They did it in the 80s. What you mean, who would have thought? They did it in the 80s.
But wait a minute. We're not talking about the pop culture. We're talking about the people in the urban community, okay? We ain't talking about pop culture. I know what they did in the 80s. But it's like in pop culture, that's different. The stuff that they're doing in pop culture was never popular in the urban culture. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole different entity, you know, and it's a lot of stuff that's popular now that was never popular before. You know, even men with cosmetics. Who had ever thought that would be popular? Who had ever thought that it would be popular for a man to refer to himself as a cover girl slogan? I outshine him and outlast him. Whatever.
I'm sorry,
dude,
that's not that. Yeah,
that.
I can't. Yeah,
exactly.
That's still not.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff that's popular in the mainstream.
It's not acceptable.
It's making a lot of feminism in the male and a male rapper very popular in today's industry, and they're dumbing down their bars. They're really dumbing down their bars too, you know, and they're more personal on their physical appearance and their emotional appearance and their bags, their man bags matching their shoes and all that old good stuff. You know what I'm saying? They need their Gucci shoes to match their bags and their hair. They are in detail oriented with hair and all that good stuff. So it's like, I mean, what's popular today was never popular, back in the 80s and the 90s. Back in the day, you could walk in a club and you, as a female, you could be pretty with your stilettos on and get your groove on. Ladies, holla if you hear me. But when nowadays you get in the floor and start getting your freakums on, I bet you it's going to be a dude that come in there and rotate his hips better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
we're not talking about
homosexuality or nothing like that. We're just talking about the feminism that the male guy, the dudes in hip-hop have right now. They bringing all that into popularity right now with hip-hop, you know, and I see a lot that's going on, but just because it's repetitious don't mean that everybody got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Every dude don't look good in skinny jeans. Every dude don't look good with lip gloss shining on their lips. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just certain stuff that they're doing.
If you're a man, you wear lip gloss out there in public. If you are a grown-ass man and you wear lip gloss, you are considered.
Puffy doesn't. P. Diddy doesn't.
G-A-Y. With a capital G, a capital A, and a capital Y. Because first of all, if it ain't Carmex, don't put it on your lips.
Yeah,
if it ain't pussy
they
or Carmex, it don't belong on your lips. That's all I gotta say about that.
It's okay to be, you know, very accurate and precise with your appearance as a male. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But like hip hop,
if your lips look like you put WD-40 on it, that's not good.
Yeah, like he was saying, it's a controlled industry, so they let you see what they want to. Whatever's marketable for them, that's what they're going to have you to do. You know what I'm saying? That's the same, like, with the females in the industry. Sex is selling with the female rappers, you know what I'm saying, to the full-out potential, which is okay, and I have no problem with that. But it's just like you got to be just business-minded with it. If you're going to do it, make sure you're making money off of your body. Don't let nobody else make the money for
hey,
you.
Hey, real message to the female MCs out there, like if you're a female MC, man, and you know you go hard, just go hard. Don't conform to nothing. that you don't feel like you need to do. Like, a lot of females get hooked up with cliques, and then the cliques try to tell them, oh, you need to do this or do that, or you, no, do what you've been doing, and that's you. Do you. Shine, if don't nobody invest in you and your talent, then you invest in you and your talent. Because at the end of the day, if you was a nigga, you still got to look up and still got to make ends meet in this industry by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You still gotta get there and grind out there twice as hard. So if you're a female out there, learn, not only just learn the business, learn music all around so you ain't got to depend on nobody. You know what I'm saying? And people, and the people you keep around you, let them be people that's lifting you up in your career, not trying to tell you, oh, you need to have this image or that image. You got an image. Your image is yourself. Like, I don't care if you butt-ass ugly. If you can spit your bars, you feel me? Like, be you. You might be the old dirty bastard.
I wonder how far does that go in the female, on the female end, how acceptable that is. I mean, you can look like a Biggie Smalls or Craig Mack, you know what I'm saying, and be a man.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know if you can look like that.
You and Craig Mack, that's terrible.
Hey, no offense, but we already know they wasn't, or they not the most attractive dudes, and we gonna keep it, honey. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't matter because they still had sex appeal because they had money. You know what I'm saying? And they had that swag or charisma that some people have that don't have the looks. Because looks, you know, if you can make up in other ways with looks as a man, you can get away with it. Females, it seems like we have to have a lot more physically going on for us to really, you know, go in like that. You know, if we gonna be ugly, we gotta have talent in some other damn way. I tell you that. We better be smart as a motherfucker.
Man, hey, I'm telling you right now, the dumbest looking females be the tightest MCs. Nothing against you, Drina, but real shit. Like, it's been, I know some females that's like ring a ding dong stupid, but can rap their ass off. So hey, if you don't excel in books, excel in music. So hey.
Hey, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with being an all around package either. You know, shit. If you gonna be cute, show that you have some type of intellect too. You know, don't just be a cute face because people run over people like that.
Don't
a bird brain, they're going to really take advantage of you. You know?
And then
so,
don't try to be super conceited. Like, it's bad enough that you're a female. So they going to expect you to be thinking you the baddest bitch because every other bitch is saying they the baddest
ain't
bitch.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but don't
you know
start
why?
Off being that.
Let the female rappers be conceited. You know why? And I just say this because of that. Dudes be ugly as hell. They be having man boobs and cross-eyed and cock-eyed, and they be conceited. Why can't female rappers be conceited?
I'm saying, like, don't start off like that because, you know, that's the typical, that's what they expect for you. I'm the baddest bitch, dude. Like, dude, that's what everybody else is going to expect from you is the usual. Surprise people. Just be one of them humble females, like, all right. And then just walk in the booth and just rip shit up and then walk away like, she's bad. Let everybody else tell you that.
But then, like, the not the conceited part, but just the higher, like, just putting yourself on a higher pedestal. Sometimes as a female MC, you got to keep your guard up with the men out there in the industry because they will try to take advantage of you in a sexual way and play with your
emotions.
I'm going to
tell you right now, because if you ain't fucking, you ain't recording. No, I'll just play. I'm fucking with y'all.
Hey.
Don't take me serious. Don't take me serious out there. I'll just play.
And but what you said is true, though. For some of the men out there, some of the engineers out there, you know, they are like that. They, if you ain't getting down with them, they ain't trying to have you at their studio. Or, you know, females, you know, female MC. I talk to a gang of female MCs every day, and they all go through the same thing with the males out there that's in the game. They want to take your music and hide your music from you, withhold your masters, want to sit there and not give you studio time, or they want to do all that if you ain't willing to get down with them, or they want to play with your song and half-ass record it, you know. I mean, all that stuff exists, but, I mean, what I tell the ladies, you know, you just got to You got to give them the perspective from day one. When you come in the building, they got to know that you ain't playing with them from day one. And when they see L.A. Drina coming, they know I ain't fucking with you. I ain't playing no motherfucking games. I already know my song, so I left my motherfucking book at home. I know my shit by heart. I'm about to lay these motherfucking bars down. And once I'm done laying these bars down, I'm out of here.
And have you a play boyfriend with you, too, just in case. You know, have you a play boyfriend with you. So you come in the studio and a whole nigga be like, hey, that's your girl? Nigga be like, yeah, he won't trip off of you. You can go ahead and do your shit.
Well, see, the way I do it, I make sure when I go to the studio, number one, I like to be one-on-one with my engineer. I don't like to have 50,000 niggas behind me smoking weed and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't do my session like that.
That's a lot of niggas.
I go in there, I take 5 minutes. I chill for 5 minutes, do my thing. Then I go up to the microphone and I start recording. Once I'm done recording, I sit down and I listen. Then I'm done. I don't do nothing else. I'm out of there. If my shit sound quality, I'm paying you and I'm outro. If it ain't quality, then I'm not paying you and be gone. You feel me? That's the way I do it. It's like I'm not about to play no games. I'm all about business when it comes to recording. I don't even laugh. I don't joke with nobody. I don't smoke with you. I don't drink with you. If you want to do that with me, we can do that after we handle business. You know, and a lot of people need to keep that attitude like that. A lot of people need to keep that attitude like that to where, you know, and it needs to be like that. Even I don't care if they asses look sexy as the most sexiest person in the world. I've been around a gang of sexy-ass heartthrob producers and engineers that a lot of people, a lot of females would love to flip, but I'm not the one that's going to do it with them because I want them to still respect me on that level. When I ask them to get my music ready, I want my music ready on time. You know what I'm saying? And I just keep it like that, you know. But we got to learn to have an image and respect ourselves because when you respect yourself, then other people respect you. If you come in there trying to flaunt your femininity around and you just acting like you using your femininity to get what you want, then, of course, they're going to start propositioning you like that. They're going to start making it seem like, oh, shit, she already want to fuck. She looking all raw in the face like she need it. You feel me? I'm going to give it to her. Fuck that. I'm not coming on that level with you like that. You feel me? So, I mean, we just got to do it like that. Females, you got to protect yourself, though. I understand that it is the up and down roller coasters. We be having babies and we don't be, you know what I'm saying? We be having babies. We got to take off for 2-3 years. After you done had the baby, now you got to get your body in shape. Now you got to try to catch that photography shot from an angle because you're 9 months pregnant, but you don't want your audience to see that. I mean, it's just so much stuff that you got to go through. Or it just be motherhood, or it just might be the fact that the company you signed to, the label you signed to, don't want to pay for a educator to come on the road with you. You know, it's a lot of reasons why female MCs did not stay in the mainstream right since the beginning of time. A lot of them because, see, the record labels, they don't even want to pay half-ass for marketing the niggas right now. So I'll be damned if they want to pay for nails and hair and, you know, new hairdos every show, homegirl need a babysitter on the weekend. You feel me? All that stuff. You know, a lot of times the labels don't want to be involved with all that stuff when it comes to the female MC. And what I was hearing and what from the research I did, I found that a lot of record labels dropped the female MC because it was more of a negative investment. They didn't have a good overhead from having female MCs on their label because a female MC costs more to manage than a male MC. I mean, a male, y'all can walk on stage with a white T-shirt and some jeans and be good. But a female, we need at least $150 to $200 just to put into our outfit for that day. You feel me? I mean, that's on the cheap side. You feel me? So it's like with a dude, y'all can just take a white T-shirt and some jeans, and y'all still look GQ no matter what. We got to have nails done, hair done, because if our hair ain't done, we're going to get busted and we're going to get clowned. You know, y'all $10 haircut, $15 haircut is nothing compared to a $150 weave or, you know what I'm saying? And plus, you got to have your stylist on deck, a makeup artist. That's going to run you like, you know what I'm saying, $50 here and there until you learn how to do your makeup, you know what I'm saying? Let's have an issue because I know how to do my own hair, You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, for a label, they have them issues because they don't want to pay. Have y'all ever seen that movie, The Show? The movie, The Show, how the girls was up there doing their hair and trying to burn the frizzies off their new growth and shit. I mean, damn. It happens because of the simple fact, don't nobody want to pay for that shit. But now we at we indie artists, now we paying for everything. We paying Reverb Nation to give us a boost on our damn promotion. We're paying for everything. We're paying for anything that has to do with our career, basically. You know, so and we're doing all the marketing and promotion for our own shit. So I mean, really, there's not even a need for a major record label right now, unless they're going to give us a deal, a punk ass 360 deal. Y'all already know about the 360 deals, right? I mean, the 360 deal, that's where they just basically give you money for one punk ass single. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to still pay for the marketing on that one. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's how they're doing it right now. We don't need them for nothing. And you're right about the fact that we need to push our own and create our own style and genre of music, and we do need to create our own sense of popularity when things is happening in hip-hop culture. That's the truth right there. You know, I want to know what y'all think about that. 661-6217-559. Press 1 if you want to go live, you know, right here. I'm going to get into some DeLuza from Best Out ENT since we had the same Louie calling in today. And then we're going to hit y'all with some more music right here on Bang Out Radio. Don't go nowhere. Press that 1.
Billboard, reaching up for the top. Can't nobody hold me down like Puffy.
Bang Out Radio.
That's
how we doing it. Shout out to Treasure. You know, she just had a show in at the D Club last Thursday. I feel hurt because I couldn't go to the show. But, you know, I look forward to that in the future. You know, that's how we're doing it, Bang Out Radio 2029. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
What's up? Bang Out Radio. It's your girl, Kehlani, Roll One, repping Cali to Vegas. I want to give a shout-out to What's up? I want to give a shout-out to Fully Loaded.
That's right.
I
want to
give a shout-out to Kehlani. Team Kehlani, Liz, Tyrone, everybody that's been holding it down for me, supporting me and my movement, the underground movement.
How y'all doing today? We doing good. What you got going? Where you at right now? You in Vegas or L.A.?
I'm in Vegas, yep. Cali to Vegas.
That's right.
I'm in Las Vegas right now. I want to spit,
some of that fire today. Oh, yeah, that's what's up. That's what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for somebody to call in and rep they Squizzard. You know, we got the owner of Flavor, Fresh Flavor Magazine listening into the show today. And yeah, we're trying to get it popping with the FemC spitting a hot 16. So let them know once again what they call you.
My name is Kehlani, Royal One.
Okay, so you're going to spit a hot 16 for, are you from Fully Loaded?
Yeah, that's my boy, Fully Loaded.
Loaded, that's what's up with it. So go ahead and, you know, spit, you know what I'm saying, a hot 16 for, let us know what it is.
All right. Bitches is hella fake, niggas is fake too. Yes, I got long hair, Indian blood boo. The whole group want it. Super Smash Brothers, Mario and Luigi. DNA brothers, one light, one dark, 24 hours. I get money, I don't fuck, now this pussy tower. Ignorance is so simple, knowledge I devour. Haters is watching me, call me Cox Cable. Trying to take me out, Kane, I'm able. To dodge that, hey, where my teeth at? The real reality, boss mentality, floss like in your teeth, you know it's royalty, fly like a bumblebee, music just humble me, your man got a key, don't be mad at thee, classy up in the streets, one of a kind, unique, fresh from the west, you see, Cali to Vegas, we
fabulous.
Hey.
She goes. What's up with it, Ma? That's what's up. You got to keep calling into the show.
Thank you.
You know, we always want to play right here.
Yeah, she made me want to spin now.
Movement Friday show, girl. You can always catch us right here every Friday.
I'm going to be listening, you know, representing. And I want to say to y'all topic today, you know, Nicki Minaj, she did table away, but at the same time, she's being controlled. And I think that females, we need to you know, back each other up more. I think females hate on each other too much and compete too much, and we need to, you know, show each other more love and support with each other, I mean, what we're doing, you know?
I agree with that.
Instead of, you know.
It's too much competition
with each other. There's enough love for everybody, you know? That's how I feel.
Yeah, and what do you feel about the whole indie artist platform and the mainstream platform for female MCs? What do you think is the solution to that?
I think that they take it away from us because they want us to be something that we're not. You know, everybody's not that sex image, you know. I mean, there's classy,
right.
There's everything. There's all kind of images out there, and I think you should be yourself because that's the best right there, being yourself.
That's right. I like you a lot. Hey, that's what's up, though.
Check me out on YouTube. You know, people, it's Kehlani, K-E-I-L-A-N-I on YouTube. You know, I'm trying to do my thing.
That's right. Where can we find you on Facebook?
Facebook, you can look my name up, Keisha Maddox, my real name. On Facebook.
How do you spell it? I'm about
that's
to
type
you in right
K-E-
now.
All right, K-E-I-S-H-A.
Hey.
And then Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X.
Say the last name again.
M-A-D-D-O-X.
Okay.
And definitely look me up on YouTube, too.
K-E-I-L-A-N-I. Okay, I'm going to add you. I'm going to add you right now. So look out for Ladrina. Okay, you'll see me on Facebook, Ladrina. I'm going to add you. So I'll be following your career. You got to come back on the Coast to Coast MC Movement Show on Fridays. You know, this is where we support the female MCs all day, always. I mean, I get props for it, and I also get scrutiny, but I don't care. I'm going to just do it for me because I am a female MC. You already know.
That's so. Yeah, I definitely will be calling in on Fridays and listening to your show. I love
the
show, by the way.
There's too much estrogen in the air right now. No, I'm just playing.
Thank you. That's what's up with it. And next time your boy is fully loaded, when they come out, you know what I'm saying, with it, because we gonna be doing some more stuff. Star Mob and Fully Loaded is about to click up. We gonna be
from Fully Loaded real soon, you know. Like, Black Forest is waiting for that.
Oh, yeah. Black Forest, you know, Black Forest, they definitely, I'm trying to link them two up together. So we're going to see what's good with that, definitely. I think, don't hang up yet. We might have somebody online that might want to share something with you, Miss Lady. Let's see, 0644, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it do, Bang Out Radio? Y'all already know this your boy, Mr. Pills, all the way from the ATL, you know what I'm talking about?
Bang
what
out,
it do
oh,
for
oh,
Bang Out?
That's how we doing it, Bang Out Radio. What's good, Pills?
What's going on, Chop?
Man, what's the deal,
what
Mr. Pills?
Hey, shout out to all the film C's, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, what do you think about this young lady that just spit a hot 16 for us right here on the show? How do you feel about that?
You know what I'm saying? It's all official, you know. She got on the air. She did what she had to do, and the rest is history. You know, when you got that kind of swag, you can do it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, she alchemized with the words, man. She got bars.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. So I applaud you, Miss Lady, all the way from the ATL. Now, you know what I'm talking about? All the way.
That's what's up.
Mr. Pills.
Thanks for the love, definitely.
Already.
Yeah, we should.
So what's going on?
Let me say something before you start talking, bro. Lyric Mulani, if you listening in, why don't you call in and give us a hot 16 one time? Come on. We want to hear what you got to say on Bang Out Radio. You know, I'm calling all my female MCs out. I know y'all out there listening because I see y'all hitting me up on Facebook right now. So all my female MCs, y'all need to call in to the show. Stop playing. Call in, sit that hot 16
one time. Another news flash. My mixtape is pretty much almost done, so I'm now taking on new people that's ready to like get a produced mixtape by your boy. Like, I'm ready for newcomers. Like, if you got some shit, you want me to make you bring your whole thought and process to life, holla at your boy, because I'm ready to do it. Like,
since we got Lil Mama, you know what I'm saying, she on the line. Right here. I'm about to play a Fully Loaded joint right here, and then we're about to get into some Pills right here on Bang Out Radio.
Then you got to play some
Pills. Oh, shit. Recording.
Yeah.
My fucking self. I got these
moves. You got new Hocus Pocus. Got my girl Magic on Instagram, y'all. Oh, what the fuck did I just say?
She told me she ain't got no panties on. Me, you'll learn your lesson. I hope you heard every word I fucking say.
I be this nigga by the name of Thomas Davis. A lot of people say I'm gonna make it famous. The truth is, I'm a ruthless kid. Stick like an ox, some motherfucking stainless. I got some real wannabes on a beat me. I can't wait for beat matches, I'm free. Some nigga only gave me with a style like this. 4-8-1-9-8-3. Niggas make believe, I'm making bitches believe in me. Find bitches for me. Take it home, take it to your knees. Give me dough, and keep me weaving. And get broke in your butt cheeks. Just like that. 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 Just like that.
It's like
Hold on. This one was only like a 26 or something second mix. I think I
track was hot until you shut it off.
I got a lot.
I thought about bass here when she played it the other day. I'm like, what?
Hey, yeah, DJ Trump did that track, matter of fact. My folk J Mac, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, I got some big things.
Once I got into it, I'm like, damn. Okay, I got my
I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a phone to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a phone to you haters. I'm
in the club, they show me love. Getting bottles of bourbon, and ain't no for you screws. Headed to the VIP to get my mind right. Not knowing that I'm in for a stripper's delight. I'm popping bottles, scoping models, playing like a boss. I see that jelly jiggling, so you know I got some flaws. Ain't no interruptions, cause my game authentic sauce. And if you block my view, just like that, you getting tossed. Drop it, mommy, for your big poppy. Your name is copywritten, so can't nobody copy. I got to hold you down, cause can't nobody stop me. And if they try to stop me, then I'm gonna have to off it. Now back to the situations, and that's at hand. I see how you talk that thing, now do it again. Put it in reverse, make it jerk or whatever. Cause about to make me go to a whole nother level.
In the club, popping big bottles, stepping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, stepping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm
in the club, go ahead and make it clap. Be a good girl and put your city up on the map. Like a butterfly, make it flap and fly away. It's that Mr. Pills, and I'm here to say that you rolling with a real deal, real fucking tab. That's deep off in the club, and I'm spending bigger figures. Just to see you dropping real low to the ground. I don't know where you're from, but I'm from this A-town. I'm trying to focus, but that bug got me leaning. Seeing double between, just like I'm really beaming. To hit the club on any given Sunday, Monday through that Saturday, then Saturday through that Monday. Work that pole, mommy, from the ceiling to the floor. Just like flow riders, all that gold hit the flow. Do it like you know, and do it like a pro. And come back to the club if you really want some more.
I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, paper, a real alligator, say a phone to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, stepping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a phone to you haters. I'm in the club.
Yeah, that was your boy, Mr. Bills.
Big bottles,
yeah,
bitch.
You already know.
Oh, big bottles, bitch. Wow.
That's how we
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, flat
right
rain entertainment, you know what I'm saying? She's straight from the A,
I think
you
it's
know?
About time for Shot's legs turning to get a spin. I don't know. Let's see if there's a caller back. Hi, my name's Josh Smith, and I'd like to hear some Chalk Swag from Black Forest. Do you have any on there?
Oh, definitely. we have plenty of Chalk Swag on the switchboard, most definitely.
Thank you very much. You know, I listen to you Negroes every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday when I have a chance to.
Yeah, I definitely want to get into some of that. Right now, I want to give y'all a little taste of Lyrical. I don't know if y'all remember Lyrical. She was on the show not too long ago, Lyrical, out there in Texas. You know, just talked with her recently. It's going down. And also, I want to give a shout-out while it's on my head right now to Dopey. Dopey, you doing your thing out there. I see what you're doing. I see your wifey out there doing her thing with the Soul of a Songbird mixtape. Make sure you get that. That y'all, if y'all out there listening, you know, all these people that got their mixtape out, you know, in the Antelope Valley. You know I came down hard on the Antelope Valley the other day, but in my heart, I love y'all. I just want y'all to straighten up.
How you even gonna show love after you came hard on down on the Antelope Valley? You was all fuck the Antelope Valley. I
had to spank them the other day. I had to spank the Antelope Valley the other day because they haven't been acting so good, and not just that, we ain't making no money. And we spending too much time with negativity, but we ain't making no money. But, you know, I think we're going to get it together. We're going to be all right. It's a lot of talented MCs all over the Antelope Valley, you know, and we're going to get it together, you know. So I want to give a shout-out to my whole Antelope Valley hip-hop community that's out there doing their thing, from the Big Pep to the KY to the whole Self-X movement. My boy B-Man, I love you, bro. My boy Rico 310 doing it way big, man. That's how we doing it. You know what I'm saying? I got to do it. You know, shout out to Dopey, like I said. You know, shout out to Ace and Swagger Movement. Y'all doing it way big. My boy Markel, D. Stacy, you already know what it is, Big Tilt. My girl T-Double-I. I just want to give all of y'all a shout out. Let's come together, y'all. Let's do something major out here for our community so they don't have to keep driving down the hill for the fun. Let the clubs hit us up and let us put on a show for them. But with that being said, you know, y'all keep sending y'all music in, ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And look me up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/puretic. That's PuretiCC. I'm going to hit y'all with some lyrical with that one track that she got called Mission. Yeah, it's fire like that.
Yeah.
Bang Out Radio.
beat with a horn, bitch. I play the beat, you play the beast. Now you say the ass beast. What you know what I'm growing? And when I finish blowing, you dusty, please push it to the back. I'ma just bounce to the track and get my snack. Not the kind that you put in your sock in a job and a job without no profit. California streets of drugs. How you can stand on the corner and come back with dubs or get federal money.
Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. I'm riding presidential like the street that I'm smoking. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. Watch me do my thing. 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 Like the street that I'm smoking. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. Watch me do my thing. Watch me.
Watch me do my thing, bitches. Stay human like a soccer. Trying to see the next shit. I'm popping while they mouth dropping. Watch me do my thing. Got that baby daddy talking. Staring bitches mad because they niggas they comparing me. SK, bad bitch. Double D's. I get it how I live it. Class obsession. Silly bitches, pay attention. Been making moves like a killer who the loose. Like the Bible on the truth. Like Korea, I got truth. Heard I got him going crazy like a patient at a psych ward. Heard I got him feel like I'm a genie or a
bird.
I think I'm big me. No, I'm still delicious. Got the money, got the real estate, and fuck the Gucci. Hey. You got my money, you got my bread, you got my clock, now that's your head. I'm in the game, putting haters to shame. Have them hurting like a migraine every time they hear my name.
California. summer. I might slide days or foes on a big body, cause that ride's so spacious. I done been popping tags, you in the line waiting. Always in something new, it's annihilation. Damn, it feels good to be a player. All my bitches eye candy, they look good now and later. Kobe Bryant rims, man, my Chevy is a Laker. Graduated high school and went straight to the major.
I'm so fly, I'm envied and I know why. Kiss me sweet and feel the breeze when I pass by. Pizza busy, cheap and printed, purple and chocolate tie. Illuminated, need Bulgari just to shield my eyes. I stop, convert the coupe, I call it shape shifting. Ace of spades in my glass, no Alizé sipping. No problem with the ladies, yeah, I stay pimping. I got brand new money, so my bills stick in.
But I tell them stop tripping. Any corners in the city with the city on phone. Ain't worried about the distance, it don't matter what you tripping. LA straight to Dallas, I'm finna take it back home.
I hope y'all like my mix of female MCs. I started it off with Miss Lyrical. I started off with Lyrical. Then we went on to some Coach Bugatti. Then we got into some Miss Toy. Then we got into some Ill Camille. Then we hit y'all with that Barbie, you know what I'm saying, Barbie Banks, you know what I'm saying? That's how we doing it, Bang Out Radio. I have to hit y'all with some of the female MCs that y'all don't hear all the time. But, you know, they out there making noise. And I did slip some SKG in there, too, you know. So that's how we did it today, Bang Out Radio. I hope y'all loved that mix. We got a caller right here. Call it 7386. You're live on Bang Out Radio. All
right, what's good with it, Bang Out Radio? You already know it's your boy, Mr. Double No Good, No Good. Hocus Pocus in the building. What's happening?
Hey, what's up with it? Man,
nothing much. I just now was able to check the show. I was busy earlier and shit. You know I'm going to listen to it later on today, though. But what's happening with y'all? What's going on in these last little 5 minutes of the show, you know?
Yeah.
Still waiting.
You're holding it down.
I just promised my lady MCs I was going to get them in today because they, you know, they all listening in to the show. I'm about to get my party on with Black Molly tonight, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if she's going to perform or what tonight, but I just wanted to, you know, just do that. Now, what's good, though? Hocus Pocus? What's good?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing much. I'm right here right now. When I get off the phone with you, I'm back in the lab. I got to mix down some music for these Bay Area artists I'm working with. You know what I'm saying? I produce as well, if y'all don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be back in the lab. I just want to say something real quick about that show on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that was there, you know what I'm saying? There was a few whack-ass artists that left early. I should have stayed, and y'all could have watched some real niggas perform. Y'all could have learned something new, you feel me?
That's real, because y'all gave a live performance. And that's another thing, you know, the indie artist arena, you know what I can't stand the most, and I know it's a gang of indie artists listening in, so I hope They press 1 to go live. And guess what? Hit me on Facebook with your opinion, because I know y'all may be feeling me or y'all might be offended. I don't know. Depends on what side of the coin you fall on. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Ooh.
I cannot stand
right.
when indie artists act like they asses is always celebrities already. I hate when they act like
yeah.
they already celebrities. I hate
right.
when y'all jump
yep.
into a venue and walk in there like your ass just motherfucking pee motherfucking Diddy when your ass is on Reverb Nation trying to scrape up a penny for a dollar like every motherfucking body else, and you get in the club and you walk in there like your ass has been doing this shit and you really getting paid for your shit already. No,
yeah.
you're not. Stop mm. acting like your ass is a 5-star fucking celebrity. Stay and support your motherfucking circle of artists that you're a part of.
True.
You want to share your music all over Facebook with indie artists and all that, and then you want to get
right.
to the clubs and these different venues and act like your ass is the number one stunner. You're not. So stop.
And that's
yes.
real talk.
Yes.
That's some real shit right there.
No,
right.
Hey,
really
hey,
smell
hey,
like
hey,
that,
you
tight, right?
You rap.
And you said it. On stage, are you not? You just came here to look like you do getting on stage? Well, you weak. And just tell them to leave. That's how you talk to people like that. Like, you fucking
you
lame-os. All you lame-os out there that's trying to front like you really, like, tight at the mic. And you come to events and you try to be uptight like she said. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lame.
Yeah.
People you fuck with are lame. The music you make is lame. So, I mean, that automatically makes you a lame-o. So
we're going to try to get this caller and caller 2099. You're live on Vanguard Radio. Thank you for holding
Hey, what's good? I'm going to talk to you later, Fianco. Hey, what's good? It's MKD. Just wanted to show some love. I was able to listen to y'all the last 30 minutes while I'm driving around and working, getting this money in. How you feeling, L.A. Drina?
We're feeling good. We got cash on deck.
Yeah.
You already know what it is.
Uh-huh, all day and every day.
Oh, really?
And that's how we're doing it, you know. I got that cash on deck.
Yep.
You trying to hit cash on deck?
go ahead. We here tomorrow, whatever. I'm going to get a hold of you again. It's all good. I just wanted to come on here and show you some love. I appreciate you. I know you was on my mind. I was on your mind like you was on my mind.
That's right. That's my. I appreciate that, MKD. You know, we got you in for show all day. That's how we're doing
okay.
on Vanguard Radio.
Hey, I just want to say much respect to you, LA Drina, for holding it down for all the females out there. You know what I'm saying? You do this weekly, you know what I'm saying, daily, I should say. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing your thing for a minute now, and we all appreciate you out here.
Oh, that means a lot to me. It really does, you know, because I'm trying.
And it's real.
And I wanna, every day. I really want to get better every day, so I really want to say that I appreciate everybody that supports the female MCs and indie artists in general, male and female. I love
right
all my indie artists, you know, and I just hope that we all can just keep supporting each other, because that's the only way we're going to really make it, you know. So
that's
we got to
keep on
that. You know, we're our own family. You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't exist in the mainstream, so we are our own family. So we can't buy
each other. We can make it better.
Make it. You know, we gotta definitely keep it in there. You know what I'm saying?
Better we can.
And I'm gonna keep supporting for sure. Y'all gotta check
That's
out
right.
Joe Pettis magazine too. You know what I'm saying? The up and coming, you know, flavor. You know, New Flavor magazine is in the building. We're trying to get all the artists that's interested in the first issue. You got to hurry up and hit her up because the slots are filling up. So try to get it, you know, you have to come with a bio and where you're from and all that good stuff, and submit her some nice, high-quality photos, you know, for this magazine, because it's going to go big places, y'all, so. Do it.
And that's
what
I got.
First month,
we got caller 2957. You're live on Vanguard. Yo, what's good?
What's up, LA? I know you pressed for time. It's your boy, Dopey, calling, you know, to give you some support, love.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know I texted you and let you know what's tuning in, but I wanted to call in and let you know, I'm just saying it. I'm really tuning in. And you're right, your boy Pills do his thing, man. You know, Bills is hot.
Yeah, I appreciate that, folks. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I appreciate the love for all the Cali love, and, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I'm no better than anyone else. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah,
hit
the Reverb
Nation up,
too. You know?
Hit the Reverb Nation up, too. My email is in there. I need your email, man. So I inboxed you. I want to send you a joint. And everything, but I like, you know, keep the good work up, love. We here for you. Don't mind none of them haters. Bang out radio.
Already.
You already know. That's what's up with it, Dopey. I got Dopey, y'all. We about to just give y'all some of this to ride to, you know what I'm saying? And y'all hearing it right here on Bang Out Radio. I appreciate all the listeners for listening in, all the callers for going live with me today, and all the supporters of all the female MCs from coast to coast, nationwide, worldwide, baby. We love y'all, and just continue to support the female indie artists. We do need that support from y'all male MCs. When y'all support us, y'all make it easier for us. You know,
I love the ladies.
I love the ladies.
We done supporting y'all. Y'all go in there, cook us some eggs, grits, bacon, you know, make it all nice and neat, lovely.
And Murder Talk Swag on his own track.
There you go talking that ridiculousness again.
Dopey, I got you. It's not swag, I got you right.
51-50.
Magnet, I trust the bitch. Stack a lot of
scenes. All I'm missing is the croutons. Digging the scene with a gangster lean.
That's right.
And the ladies only say one thing.
Hey.
What's that?
Ain't I clean?
Ain't I clean?
Super cool.
Super cool. Super mean. And I'm here to do my thing.
Ain't I clean?
Ain't I clean?
Super cool.
Super mean. And I'm shining like Sheen.
Ain't I clean?
Put some bitches back on.
Okay, okay.
Look, I live a fresh life, plus I got the best.
trying to holler, try again in your sex life. Keep it simple, white nights and a fresh white. Only thing shining in my grill is a fresh white. I'm still icy, oh, I think they like me. Hoes trying to be my wifey, not like me. She want my cell number so she can call me on the night. Nah, here's my MySpace, baby, go ahead and write me. You never seen a Los Angeles nigga so hypey. No dread, so I bob my head to the right beat. Then mama pop the sizzle, and now she's shaking her booty to the instrumental. I'm sweating just a little, girl, you know the fizzle. Take your pants off, take your shirt off, don't take them shades off. I know your lips is really not what they seem, so keep your sunny shades on, girl. Got out of
you only look good with your sunny shades on. You only look good with your sunny shades on.
Upgrade your click. Show your shit that you never seen before.
like how to cash in on them wretched assholes, like how to pop tags on designer assholes, like get your money now, what the fuck you waiting for?
Okay.
I got more niggas in the GR building.
What?
I'm trying to stack my cash like Wayne no ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Legs to the ceiling,
what?
Face to the cliff. Keep your tongue doing donuts and windmills on that shit. New fish in the game, call me Big Kahuna. I kill you hoes off. Something like a tumor. Fuck the lies and the rumors that you heard. I flip these bars like a motherfucking bird. And shit on you like a motherfucking turd. And keep going on like a motherfucking verb. Can't stop me, cause I'm unstoppable.
Hey.
L.A. Trina, get more cheese than nachos. You dig?
Murdering shit.
Yeah, so
hey,
that's how we
end L.A. Trina.
Hey,
I'm
on your head about that GR line, like.
Say what?
I'm on your head about that GR line.
You said what, that GR line? You know.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm on your head about that one.
Why? I got my niggas in the GR building.
Yeah, I'm on your head on that
GR
one.
GR offices, you know that it's more females than niggas at. Shit, that's where you find out niggas at. They be young and healthy and well dressed too.
Oh, you wrong for
LA Trina.
That was a good one.
LA Trina.
You already know. What? You
get
did not know that one.
LA Trina. LA Trina.
Bow.
Wow, it's so funny though. So I guess
you did a good job.
Yeah, so
you
funny.
Did. You did that
one time. For you to
rip me on one of my songs, it's gonna take R. Kells, Brian Urlacher, Twister, Obama, and the First Lady Michelle, Sonic, Tails, Heaven, Hell, Shark, Wells, and that's just for a nigga to be like, "Hey, Drina, you did well."
You are something else, man, Chalk. What would we do without Chalk?
Yeah. I don't know.
We wouldn't know what to do.
L.A. Trina.
Man,
LA
okay, Trina. So we had a hot chick come through and bless us with a hot 16. Man, we got
to
make sure.
Shout out to my girl, Kehlani, ripping it up. You already know.
Kehlani.
Running it down out there, Cali to Vegas, all the way, fully loaded, let go.
That's right. That's right. I told her, you know, to come through. You know, I would love to meet her, definitely her, because she got bars like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that was just
a little taste she gave you, too. She got bars. She got bars,
yeah,
for real.
I'm digging that.
Cool.
You know? I love to work with females that got that work ethic and they know how to put their shit together. There's a lot of females that got bars, but they don't know how to deliver them motherfuckers. So she knows how to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's what's up. Just bring her with y'all when y'all come back. I want to chop it up with her. We got a pop.
Oh, most definitely. And look out for my other girl, officially fully loaded, Lady Truth. She doing that thing, holding it down. She be ripping the shows out in Long Beach. I forget the details of what the club called, but, you know, she been killing it out there in the LBC. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Lady Truth. So, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
that's how we do it.
Bring them my way. You know what I'm saying? Bring them my way. I want to hear more about them, you know, because I love to rep at home locally. You know what I'm saying? I like to get down with my lady MCs that's doing it out where I'm at, too. You know, I've been branching out, though, lately and just trying to get my female MCs from down south. I'm looking for a hot female MC that's from ATL, though. That's what you got to help me out with, Mr. Kills. I need me a hot Atlanta chick.
I already got
yeah.
that. That's already, yeah.
You know
that.
You know what female MC I told you? I want to work with Mac Breezy. That's who I want to work with, Mac Breezy. I want to work with her. Yeah.
Hey, hold up. Why are we talking about female MCs? Why are you just,
yeah, I want to work with her.
While we talking about MC,
I
forgot to even mention, I got a young up-and-coming talent named Don going ham. I just did a photo shoot fresh song that I'm going to drop off on Bang Out Radio. That's just going to, when you hear that song, everybody's going to go hammer about it. So you got to look out for her. Her name is Don. Look for her on Facebook, Diamond Erica Pace. She
okay.
go in. She go in. She's murdering. Just
All right, well, you know, I'm always looking for the up and coming. If y'all have a hot female MC, send them my way so I can, you know, look them up, do some research on them, listen to their music. Because, like, all males or females, whoever come on Bing Eye Radio, I always look them up, you know what I'm saying, do a credit check on them one time, you feel me, and see what they got going, see what kind of music that they pushing for. And not just that, just so I can have a legitimate conversation with them, you know what I'm saying, and really understand and have listened to their music in order for...
You didn't think she slick. She be trying to look at her competition. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not looking for my competition. I don't have competition, sweetie.
There is no competition.
I don't have any. She said that in y'all face.
I'm just letting y'all know. I don't care what squad your chickens come. I'm so confident in my lyrical abilities. I don't care what they pushing or what style of rap.
So all you film MCs out there,
they
show you love. She show you love. At the same time, she said something. She'll rip y'all.
Let me finish. If they come and they ever try to diss me, I'm going to go so hard they're going to go home crying. But other than that, as far as lyrically, I support all styles of female rappers because I'm a battle rapper. I don't really make them cupcake songs. So if they ever want to...
She called the cupcake songs. Oh, she's going hell.
If they want to dibble and dabble in that area, I try not to be cocky with it, but, like, if a female rapper ever call me out, I'm going to eat her motherfucking ass up, and I'm just letting it be known.
Ooh,
but,
and that's what
you're
supposed to do.
She said, and I quote,
yeah.
I'm going to eat her motherfucking
yeah.
ass up.
That's the way I feel, but I try to stay humble with it because I don't have, like, I have
right.
over 100-something. I have over 100-something songs. I have over 100 and something songs that I have never put on Facebook yet. I don't put all my music on Facebook because I have so much stuff I haven't gotten copywritten yet. That's why my stuff ain't on Facebook. But the little samples where I played around on beats is nothing. Really, it's nothing. When I really get on a track and I murk it, I'm coming hard. And I don't need no dude to really, like, give me a concept for what I'm going to say because any female from any squad diss me, I'm going to go ham on them. And it's going to be so bad.
Hey.
To be crying. I'm gonna make them cry, you know. So it's not gonna be no. It's not. I'm a lyrically
obsessed. She's gonna make y'all cry.
I don't care what female MC you call out. You better write her bars for her, cause I'm gonna write my bars.
I'm saying she talking all this day. I ain't talking all day. She just said I better write the bars for her.
Quote unquote. And I'm going to know the difference because I have such an ear for music, I can tell if you wrote her bars for her. That's, and there's a lot of people, MCs that come and spit bars on Bang Out Radio who got their shit wrote by a nigga. And there's some that got stuff recorded and they sent it to the Bang Out Radio and they shit got written by a nigga. I know the difference, though. You know what I'm saying? And I respect them for their effort and I don't put them on blast and none of that. Because it is what it is. Who really going to put them on blast is going to be the public is going to put them on blast. When a real battle rapper female MC come up in their face and they ready to get down with the get down, that's how they're going to get put on blast. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead,
LA Dream. I don't try to, you know what I'm saying, put no female MCs like that, put them out there like that. But, I mean, I respect them all, you know what I'm saying? But I just know.
I'm going to eat her ass up. Like, you didn't say that with no hesitation.
I'm going to eat them up and spit them out.
She said I'm going to eat them cupcakes.
I'm going to chew them up and spit them out.
Ain't doing nothing with herself in that fight.
It might be with a beat, or I might be cold and don't even make their ass worth a beat and just do a beatbox on the refrigerator and kill their ass.
Oh, she said a beatbox on the refrigerator. She said they ain't worth a TV dinner.
Exactly.
Damn.
When I get into my mode of assassination, it depends on what I think your worth is. Do I feel like you're worth studio time, or do I think that you're worth a YouTube video, or do I think you're worth a beat?
All right, we beefing right now. LA Gina, what am I worth? Are we beefing right now? I want to know what I'm worth.
All right, well, shoot. I'm just saying, like, I don't like think that I'm the best female rapper in the world. I'm just confident in my own capabilities.
You
know?
Just LA Dreamer.
Because I'm
going to
go,
That's
two bars
look,
in.
I'm gonna tell you a secret that I have. That's why I only associate with the best female rappers, because if you're not a good female rapper, I don't want to absorb your whack-ass energy. Because if you fuck with whack female rappers, they're going to make you sound whack, too.
You
got to
be off the air. You're going ham.
I said that on Facebook last night. I said that on Facebook last night, too. And I usually say that on Facebook. I only fuck with hot female rappers. I always say on Facebook. If you notice, I only fuck with, I always name them. I always name the ones that I really, really, truly fuck with. And if you notice, the ones that I really fuck with, like Black Molly and the ones that I always name, them bitches got bars. If they don't got bars, I don't want to associate with them in business-wise. You know what I'm saying? I won't even ask you for a collab. I won't even, you know what I'm saying? I won't do none of that, because my whole thing is I don't want to be affiliated with whackness. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I support female rappers, but I won't do a song with every female rapper, you know. So
go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
If you could
baby.
Diss a female rapper, who would it be?
If I what?
If you could diss a female rapper, who would it be?
If I could diss a female rapper, who would it be? I mean, I would diss a lot of them, and I really might even still like them, but I still want to diss them at least one time to clown them, you know.
Hey, I like
so,
you. You
I mean,
tight, but I gotta diss you like one good time.
Okay, the majority. Okay, I'm gonna keep it like this. If I was to diss somebody, the first one I would start with is New Era. I would diss the fuck out of her. I
knew that name was coming up.
I would diss her. I would stick my GMG squad on her and diss her. I would have Twin SB or somebody to write a track on her. You know what I'm saying?
Because she is wet, but she got.
It would come out so hard, my baby girl could diss her and have her ass crying, and she only 14. So it's like,
she's up there with Compton-ass A.V. West, yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like, it ain't just, even just her. It's everybody in her damn genre, really. To
yeah,
be real
they
with
all
you.
Terrible.
Both
I mean, I said it the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, Compton-ass A.V., you're overrated. Your flow is like, Flag out dating.
Both male and female in her genre of music, I would pick and choose between the males and females. Just put a blindfold on me, and if I point to your ass, whether you're Tay at Third or one of them other little skinny jean niggas, I would diss you and get on with it. You feel me? Because ain't none of them ever going to be fucking with me lyrically, so I don't care about that. I know they probably wouldn't even come back with nothing on me because, you know, they wouldn't have nothing to say.
Zip them
up. It's like, what can you say when somebody's going to lyrically assassinate you and have you crying?
Zip them up. That's all you can say is zip them up. Body bag.
Exactly. Like, one thing about it is with me, it takes me 3 or 4 days to write a conceptual song with a concept to it, and it has some type of meaning and a theme with it. It takes me like 3 days to write a song like that. It takes me about 15 minutes to write a diss track. Dude, and I can record it and all that shit within 30 minutes. You know?
Okay, you got 30 minutes to write something about me right now. Go.
I have to really want to diss you, though. If I really all right, wanted to.
I don't like Bang Out Radio no more. Now diss me.
I don't care. Bang Out Radio is not Star Mob, so it's not. All right,
now I don't
not,
like Star Mob. Now, bang, now diss me.
You have to be sincere with it. It
I'm
like
sincere. Right, look at my face. Look at my face.
I mean, the thing of it is like with me, it has to be something. It has to be something that is passionate. Like if I feel a passion for everybody that diss me, don't mean I have passion for me to retaliate. It's just like it's just certain people. Like especially if I know that you're not even worth it, I'm gonna just be like, okay, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Let me get right on this. You feel me? That, like, certain motherfuckers, I be listening to their shit. I ain't gonna lie. I be looking at them like, man, I be praying that they say something about me because they don't know. I've been waiting. I already wrote a song for them. They don't even know. For real. I always be thinking like that. Like, I don't know why, but I just do. I just be thinking like that. Like, certain female rappers that I be seeing on Facebook, like, I'm the best on the West. I'm the best that ever did it. Then when you press play on their shit, it sounds like a fart in a can. Come on now. It's like, for real? I don't know. It's a lot of people that be having that attitude, but, you know, I look at it and I let them do what they do because it ain't up to me I'm not the type of person that want to wear a crown. Like, some people want to have a title of King of the South or King of the East, King of the West. I don't care about a crown. If I really want to, I'll take your title, though.
What if it's a nice crown? Like, it's made out of, like, gold and, like, rubies and diamonds. You don't want to...
Like, the majority of the people who say they wear a crown, I feel like I could come through and swipe their crown off of their head if I really wanted to. Like, I mean, I don't care about a crown, though, because the people with the crowns, they actually don't have a title. You know what I'm saying? You can have a crown all day and still don't have a title. You won't be the undisputed. Because the minute that you diss somebody, they're going to murk and eat your ass alive. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
go
you
ahead,
can't
girl.
Have a crown when you're not undisputed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't understand that. That the concept of it is just whack, you know?
Well,
but I don't know.
You just like, boy, you just a whole nother breed of woman right now. Like, you really like.
No, it's just y'all just
learning
more. I
want you to go ham on somebody. I really do.
Listen. Y'all just learning more about me because of the fact that I've been knowing y'all longer. A lot of people only see what they see on Facebook, but y'all know y'all learning the whole entire me. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't ever ask me about my opinion about stuff like what y'all just asked me. Like, nobody never asked me that. Like, how do I feel about certain? But I have YouTube videos where I said about certain issues, but I never like addressed artists directly on how I feel. But if they listen to my songs, I have a song called 16 Bars that I really never play, but I talk about the whole plastic female thing. You know, and then in mostly every song I say, I mention I'm killing hoes off. I say that 50,000 times in my song. It's up to the female MC to really get what I'm saying. If I'm telling you I'm killing you off, that means I'm killing you off. That means I want you to respond, you know. And it's like, and it's a generalized statement. That way, it's an open-ended, you know, flame. So you can either come through the door and respond or not, you know. So that's the way I look at it. I said 50,000 times on YouTube, all my songs. I respond to people's videos with my songs and tell them I'm killing them off, you know? So, and they never respond back to me. So, in a way, I'm starting to feel like, maybe it's the truth. Like, maybe I might be killing them off because mostly all the females that's on YouTube, they all got way more songs than I got. And I only got, what, 3 to 4 songs. And when you Google my name, for the West Coast female rappers, I pop up in the top 10, and I only been having my stuff out for 6 months. So I must be doing something right. I must be killing them off, really. So
I'm telling you right now, Drina, that little challenge of you killing me off on my shit never happened.
Well,
I got too much to lose for it.
Never say never, Chuck.
The way I feel
about the whole rap game, like me, the guy rappers on my competition, it's not the female rappers, because I'm not saying the female rappers are whack, but I have a lot of female rappers that's killing, you know what I'm saying, like the ones who I be mentioning, those are killing, but the majority of the ones who that be coming around here with their little bubblegum raps, I am a princess, this is how I rap, I don't care about that, that shit right there don't get no play over here, okay?
I'm telling you right now though, like real shit, you don't want none of this, especially
if your female artists rap like New Era, I'm gonna do a
personal. Oh no, my female artists don't rap nowhere near her. I don't mess with bitches that rap like that.
Okay, y'all, if they come rapping like I am that one and I am being fly and they rapping like that, I'm gonna clown them. I am gonna clown them.
I mean,
you know.
I can play a little sample of what she sound like.
Send some of her music this way, because a lot of people lately they've been claiming that they hard, and I'm listening like, okay, mommy, you gotta step your bars up a little bit if you really want to fucking tussle with the big dog for real. Because when you come over this way and you get in my arena, female rappers, them bitches is like pit bulls and skirts. They gonna eat you alive. For real.
I'm telling you, like, she go ham.
I'm about to go. Do you know I'm about to go to the Midwest and judge a female rap battle competition? It's like 3 days long. I'm gonna be one of the guest judges out there. And when I'm telling you, my whole judgmental thing is gonna be so off. I'm gonna be on target there because I got the ears for the ears. Some of these female MCs that not come in like they should, they not get no place for real. So.
Well, I'm telling you right now, like, she go ham. I got her and another curl girl that go ham, like, make think they niggas, you, like, they could really, like, they up there with niggas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they up there with niggas, like, really, I had to put her on a song. She on this song I'm playing in my background, like, just she only got 8, but look, check her out, look.
Cause the flow was getting OC. Blood on my feet, yellow nails on my feet. Body in the booth, head gone, you are creepy. Chains on my chains, I am motherfucking crazy. Damn it, I be killing them. Send them Miss Carly. You will be cracking in my cup at the party. Threes them in the bathroom, half white and black blue. Snap back, cat crew, trigger with a tattoo.
That was just an 8.
Yeah, she nice, she nice, she nice.
That was just an 8.
I say she's nice, you know. I'm not into the bubblegum rappers, female rappers though. I let them go off and do what they do. Yes. Go play Barbie dog. Because
that was just an 8 for a party
song.
So
me, I'm about to eat your ass up. You come with that repetition talking about your nails and your hair all day long, I'ma just be laughing at you and then I'm gonna come and do some real shit. But I like
I heard that.
I like that. You know, I like that. I really want to. I'm trying to get down with this chick. You know what I'm saying? That's out here down south. So I need a southern twist to one of my tracks with a female rapper. I got this female anthem that I'm putting together, and I want a chick from down south. I got a Bay Area. I got Thea Lamore on this track that I got. Coming up, I got her and Miss Toy, the one from You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It. I got her on the track. That's what I'm saying. I'm about to come, this next year, I'm about to come hard. I'm going to have a whole roster of ultimate all-star female rappers on my shit, for real. I'm like, I gotta come hard. But see, I have only one female rapper that's not my style of rapping that I really love, and that's my cousin Bomb Bomb. Bomb Bomb, when she comes, we don't have the same style, but she's a part of Cali Girls, and she go hard. Like, in that whole jerking type arena of rapping, Bomb Bomb go hard because she's killing them off, because she's doing her own beat, and plus she, you know what I'm saying, she got flow. So it's like, plus she give a good show. So it's like, you got to have all three elements, you know. It, like I said, with the jerking rap and all that, it ain't nothing wrong with that, but you just got to know how to, be lyrical with it. If you can be lyrical with it, then you can really kill it off.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that. That's what's popular right now, but if you just going to say some BS on the track, then it's like, it is a waste of ear space. It's a waste of studio time. It's a waste of spit on the goddamn screen filter.
Sure. I know that's right, L.A. Dreamer.
That's my, like, main rule, like, especially with my music. Like, you can't spit no anything on my shit, period. You hear this shit back here. I sampled this and made a fucking tight-ass beat out of it. So, of course, motherfuckers got to go ham on it. Like, I just recorded this shit yesterday. So, you know, like, we damn near went, everybody on that song went ham on each other. But it was all love at the end. But I went last. I let them know, like, y'all niggas did good, but let me go ahead and kill them off my own beat. Like, that's how we do it.
That's what you got to do. Kill it off. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do some Queen of the Ring type stuff out here in L.A., though. I want to do something like that in L.A. and bring all the female rappers out from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's a lot of nice female rappers out everywhere, so I really want to bring them all to the table. Where they hiding at, I don't know. I keep asking them to show their face. Because if they really get on Bang Out Radio and they go ham and they actually come hard on the mic, then I would just put it forward, you know what I'm saying, put it forward and promotion. You know what I'm saying? So they can get it off. They can win trophies and prizes and promotional packages and stuff like that. You know, I'll piece something together for my female MC. I just want some female MC that's gonna go berserk, especially on the West Coast, because I mean, I've checked the females out in Boston. Them chicks are so lyrical, they killing. They're killing. And then them chicks in New York, them chicks in Jersey, they killing. So I'm like, when I hear female MCs in LA, I'll be like, I do know a few of them that will get in a cypher and really know how to work a cypher, but I don't know too many female rappers on the West Coast that can work a cypher real good, you know? So I need to see that. If I could see that, then I can move with it, you know? I've seen the Dope Man Daughter, what's her name, Brandy Kane. Dope Man Daughter, if you look her up, Brandy Kane, that chick is hot in a cypher, and she's from the West Coast. She's from Inglewood, from the Crenshaw area.
Oh, I'm gonna check her out then. She's around my area.
Yeah, I met her at the Female Hip Hop Honors Awards. She's doing her thing, you know.
Hey, I know y'all need some new beats, man. I'm like, y'all don't understand how much I've been like. While the show was going on, I just got I just automatically just like found this website where I got a gang of new fucking sound kits. So I'm about to go stupid ham. So I'm trying to give everybody the first pick before I start. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, did y'all see that picture that Kim put on Facebook of us from the event? That shit looks funny as hell. I'm like, damn, my deodorant's showing and shit. That's burnt out. Thank God. How come nobody told me that? But they're not Photoshopped, so oh well.
It is what it is, shit.
I guess it is. Me and Kim, we was turned up that night. We had like two big ass bottles of Belvy. Then we had a Four Loko.
See, I would have came, Gina, but shit, I be in the studio, man. I be in, like, this is where I'm living at right now, is making this music so I can finish my mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
By the time Fully Loaded came through, I was leaning sideways.
You might as well be a part of Fully Loaded.
I was fully loaded, though, for real.
Hey, we was loaded up in there on that VIP, though.
I ain't gonna lie, we just looked like some motherfucking celebrities in charge, nigga. We had that whole VIP area shut the fuck down. It wasn't nobody fucking with us. We was like the deepest in the whole damn club, though. We was shutting them down. For real.
Serious.
Hell yeah. But we got something else in motion with that, too. Like, we about to get that whole venue to ourselves. But we talked to the owner and shit. We trying to get that shit on every Sunday just for Star Mob. So, for real, we about to shut it down. We about to have everybody that we know coming to performing and about to get it popping like that. Try to have some headliners on the show. That way we can get a bigger crowd out to, you know.
That's what's up. I really enjoyed myself that night, and I look forward to working with y'all some more. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep it going for the West Coast.
Hocus Pocus, damn, your hair is long. I was like, damn, you need
to have
your hair.
Yeah, I'm going here for cancer patients.
Oh, your hair is so long and flourishing. Must know you.
Shut up. And then, like, we got Black Forest, you know, they were scared to come in because they heard that,
really? Really?
That.
Really? You gonna try to play me off?
Yeah.
You gonna try to play me off like that?
Hollywood told me, you know, he said next time he'll come, but Chop Swag was afraid to come.
Oh, so that's see how she trying to play me off? She knows.
He didn't write
as much as I talk.
He didn't write and rehearse his shit ahead of time. So.
Oh, so now he's really trying to play me.
Hey,
I want y'all to know,
we be about to send you the little Dumb Diddy Dumb song that we performed
that night at the club, but that song we recorded on Saturday, and we performed it on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Memorized our bars and swagged it out the way we do it, fully loaded, do it all the time, you know what I'm saying? We come hard, either go hard or go home, and that's how we do it every day.
And the same applies here with Black Forest. Everybody I fuck with that go in the studio with, they be like, dude, y'all on some other shit, like, I don't know nobody else doing shit like this. So it's going to be a great experience for both crews to actually tear, you know what I'm saying, a whole stage down, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be something because, you know what I'm saying, y'all got y'all buzz, we got our buzz, so we going to make a super buzz.
That's right. Make it bubble leg.
Drew's gonna get a two-piece of chicken, a two-piece of biscuit and a meal for trying to downplay Chalk like I'm scared for a battle. I ain't scared for nothing. You hear these beats in the background? I'm working.
I'm trying to encourage you to come out next time. So maybe
trust me. I would have came out last time. I've got to finish these mixtapes. I'm producing 3 mixtapes, including my own, and you know what I'm saying, managing other artists and stuff like that. I got a lot on my shoulders. I just got a personal assistant, so that took some a little weight off my back. So you know what I'm saying, I'm ready anytime. You feel me?
Well, good for you. I'm glad. You know, just come out next time and. We're going to definitely get it in, you know, and really, like I said, you don't have to perform. Like I said, like, really, I want to have a sit-down, you know what I'm saying, a sit-down meeting, like, for real, like, with Star Mob and all of our affiliates, you know what I'm saying? That way, we can get a chance to know each other. We ain't got to be running back and forth and, you know, doing other stuff, you know?
Well, we're going to do that most definitely. Like, we can't not do that because... Like I said, I feel like at this point in time, especially music wise, I think it's best for us in the West Coast to come together and come at a agreement to where we can say, hey, let's make this an easier pop for all of us. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing Black folks don't do is we don't help each other. So this is the time now that we could take the ignorance and bullshit to the side and help each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's real talk right there.
Yeah, we definitely got to do that, you know. And I definitely want to get with, you know, of course, Fully Loaded. I know Mr. Pills, I'm going to get with Mr. Pills, too. I'm getting with him, like, soon. Like, by the time my mom moves to ATL in September, I'm going to be out there with Pills recording, too. I'm trying to get all type of shit popping. You know,
righteous.
For sure. Well, I just want to tell y'all, you know, have a good weekend. If I don't see nobody this weekend, have a good weekend. And, you know,
you too, Drina.
To your girl from Fully Loaded. What is her name again?
Keilani. That's Keilani, the royal one.
Okay, Keilani.
Yeah, she's gonna be dealing with you more often, you know what I'm saying? I told her about your radio show and the call in and everything, so she did that. She's a real one, you know what I'm saying? So she's gonna be getting with you for sure.
Yeah, I respect that too. Tell her to get with me, you know, for sure. I really want her. I really wanna work with her. Definitely.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna see what we can get popping too, you know what I'm saying? And Mr. Chop Swag, you know, I always have to play with you sometime, but tell your artist too. Tell her to call in, you know what I'm saying, and all of that good stuff, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I should have did that today, but you know, my schedule, I'm thinking of other shit. I'm trying to finish this mixtape that's so damn tight.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but you know,
all this damn music, I gotta do all this shit all by myself, but it's all good because at the end of the day, I can. Bask in the ambience of my beautiful work.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's what it's all about. So
all produced, written, and done all by your boy. Everybody likes this Balls Deep shit that I put on my wall. Y'all need to watch the Cleveland Show more often.
Oh, yeah,
that shit is funny. I'm talking about balls deep in love.
Oh, but. Well, we about to sign out, you know, but everybody, y'all have a good weekend, most definitely. And we're going to get together for sure.
Same to you, Ma. Everybody have a blessed one. God bless. I'm for the blessed one for the nation. You already know how
yeah,
I do it. But check me out. Y'all can check me out on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Reverb Nation. All of the Twitters, everything. Just /HPOKUS, the number 2. That's HPOKUS 2 on anywhere. Just hit me up. Look for me. Fully loaded. Out.
Loaded.
And we all
And we're all